1 Peter chapter number 4. 1 Peter chapter number 4, verse number 12. Bible says in verse number 12, it said, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part He is evil spoken of, but on your part He is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evil doer or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first began at us, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator." I want to preach just a few minutes this morning. Amen. On the struggle to be saved. The struggle to be saved. Amen. Or you might say better, the struggle of the saved. It's not a struggle to be saved, but the struggle of the saved. Sometimes we wonder about that. Sometimes as we see Peter, and he's a preaching here in the Word of God, and he's a minister to saints, and he's preaching literally about the position of the church, praise God, in his preaching and his instruction, the position of the children of God in Christ Jesus. You a pastor? Are we in Christ? Amen. If you're a child of God, if you've been born again, then you have a position in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. We begin to move in that direction, and we see God begin to move in our lives. And as Peter's writing here, he's trying to encourage the people that they might take courage in the Lord, that they might know, praise God, what He's done for them and what He wants to do, and how He has struggle of the saved, praise God. And sometimes we do, don't we? Amen. You and I, sometimes we struggle in our salvation. We struggle to walk right, talk right, act right, to live right according to what God tells us. But we need to realize if we center our activities around the Lord Jesus Christ and we center our activities around the Word of God and how it begins to be the ultimate guide for our life. This is a road map. Our blessed old King James Bible, it's a road map and a guide to heaven. Amen. It'll get you there. It doesn't matter if you're young or old, praise God. If we'll follow God's map, God's road map, it'll get us to where we need to. It takes us on our destination, praise God. Praise the Lord. The Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, the basic instruction before leaving earth. I mean, that's what it is. And when we apply the Word to our life, praise God, we begin to see that things are get better along the way. That's why Peter would say, amen, he said, "Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you." Amen. Just because we're saved, praise God, doesn't mean that everything's going to go our way. Amen. We have an opposition that's out there. We have an opposition that fights us every day, every step of the way. You know what it is? Amen. Our flesh. Amen. Praise God. As I actually said in Sunday school long enough, we emphasize this. The devil, praise God, he's there. But the devil is not omnipresent. Amen. The devil is not everywhere all the time. The devil, praise God, is here, there, and yonder, praise God. The Lord is the only one that's omnipresent. The Lord is everywhere all the time. You say, how can it be? Because He is the Lord. He's everywhere all the time. He's omnipresent. The devil's not. But guess what's always present with us? Our flesh, our bodies, these things that we walk around in, amen? And Paul and Peter is telling us here, praise God, he said there's some things that we can line up on if we just trust the Lord. He's a struggle of the saved, praise God. It's an everyday thing that we contend with, amen? And he said the problem that we have, praise God, is with sin. Chapter number 4, verse number 1, he says this. He says, "For as much as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh..." Arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. Amen? He said, in other words, you're going to have problems with your flesh. You're going to have problems in this body that we live in. There's going to be trials. There's going to be more temptations that's going to come by every way. Oh, you're going to be tempted. We're going to be tempted, praise God, to do things that we know is not right. Now, how do we know that it's not right? Because God tells us things that are right and things that are wrong. Now, we're living in a day and hour that the world wants to tell us, well, you know, this is okay. We'll just accept this. Amen. This lifestyle is all right. We'll just accept this. And our acceptance just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But I want to say in the volume book, God doesn't change His mind. Those things that are wrong, and those things that are right. And praise God, there's no middle ground. Amen? Praise God, it's still God that's on the throne, praise God. He said, if we're going to suffer, we're going to suffer in His flesh, praise God. Amen? He said, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. He said, in other words, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to make up our mind. Now listen to me. We're going to have to make up our mind whose side we're on. There's two sides. Amen? We can go with the flesh and the devil, or we can go with our spirit and our God. Amen. That's the two sides that we have. That's the only two options that we have. He said if we lock in our mind that we're going to go with God. If we get settled in our mind, praise God, that there's only one way that'll work, only one way it'll be beneficial to you and me and our families, our homes, our children, our communities, our lives, our nation, our leaders, everything, praise God, has to center on what's right. And what's right is the Lord Jesus Christ, Him crucified, risen, praise God, sitting at the right hand of the throne of grace to make intercession for me and you. That's what's right this morning. And he said, we have to settle in our mind. We have to realize in your mind and mine, praise God, that that's the way it is. We can't, listen to this word. You cannot compromise with your mind. Amen? The devil likes to, he has a heyday sometimes in our minds. Amen? The devil, he'll march through your mind and he'll put all kinds of things there. You say, well, preacher, is that sin? No, it's sin when we act upon those things He puts there. A lot of times with the devil, praise God, how do you know? Because it's contrary to what God said. That's why we need to be filled, praise God, day by day with the things of the Word. That's why Paul with Ephesians said, be not drunk with wine, where's in excess, but be filled with the Spirit of God. That means to be being filled every day. We've been discussing the Holy Spirit on Wednesday nights. And we need to be being filled every day so that, praise God, we'll get so full of the things of God and the Spirit of God that there's no room for anything else. Amen. I think of the devil today, he's having a heyday in our heads. Amen. Sometimes I think we just let the old devil have a party in our mind. Amen. But what we got to do is we got to push that stuff on out. I like what Miss G says, Miss Geraldine says, praise God, she just says, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. A lot of times we need to do that in our minds, praise God. The devil runs stuff through there, praise God. We just need to let it keep on going. Praise God, like a herd of cattle, just push them on through. Amen. Just settle our mind on Lord Jesus Christ. He said, for he hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased, for he that hath suffered and saith hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. See what he's saying? He said, we can't chase after the lust of flesh and the will of men. So we have to look and search for the will of God. The will of God in our lives, praise God. He said, for the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles. Amen. He said, used to we live like world. He said, when we walk in lasciviousness, that's loose living. Have you ever seen such a time that we got loose living? Amen. Used to, praise God, we held a pretty strenuous hold on things. I told somebody the other day, praise God, if you've got little children, if you've got young, then you better hold on to them. They said, well, preacher, we just don't want to be a helicopter, parent. Praise God, you better be a helicopter. You better, praise God, get them under your wing. You better hold on to them. Because the world's trying to drag them off into a pit. The world's trying to take them off in this world and do all kind of ungodly things with them. You better hold them closer than you ever have. Amen. And allow God Almighty to begin to be that perpetuation in your life, that place where you can go to get help. Because in the time past, suffering was wrought have walked through the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness. Amen. Look where we were at. And lust, and excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. He said that's where we were, praise God. These are the things, praise God, that was we were allowing to be part of our lives. But praise God, they come to a place at a time that we realized that that was just a mess. Amen. I realized a long time ago this the world that I was living in, we're living in is in a mess. He said, wherein you think it's strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? Amen. He said, there's going to be an accountability one day. You and I need to realize that, praise God. And we need to walk circumspectly in a straight line before God, giving up these things that we used to be, praise God, and fall in line what God would have us to be. And God wants to use us, every one. Amen. Praise God. The devil's lie today is that the Lord can't use you. Amen. The lies today that God has got certain ones that He chose. You know, He's got the pastor, and the pastor's the only one to do anything. Praise God. I want to tell you, praise God, God used every one of us that'll let Him. When we turn away from the things, we're turning to the Lord Jesus Christ and asking to help us, praise God, in every aspect of our of what we do, in every fiber of our being, say, Lord Jesus, I want you to have the preeminence, because the Bible says that He will have preeminence. Amen. He'll have preeminence in it all. He goes on, verse number 5, and he said, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and dead? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them. So Peter says this is why the gospel was preached, so that they could line up, so they could begin to figure out where they need to be, so they get to a place, God, where God can use every one of us for His glory. Amen. So He can use, did you hear what I said? So He can use every one of us. That includes you and you and you and you. Every one of us for His glory. Amen. But He said we've got to have the mindset. There's got to have a mindset to be used of God. Amen. He said it was preached to them. He said that are dead, that they might be judged according to the men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. Amen. We were dead. Every one of us is dead in trespasses and sins. But God Almighty saved us by His marvelous grace. He said, for by grace you're saved through faith. Faith in Jesus Christ, what He did for us on Calvary. He saved us by His marvelous grace. So we see Peter's talking to us here, praise God. And he's talking to us here, praise God, about the problem that we have. And the problem that we have is sin. So if the problem that we have is sin, what is the cure for the problem? Amen. Salvation. Amen. Coming out of the sin, praise God, and living for the Lord. Now, what is salvation? Salvation is literally deliverance. Amen. It's deliverance. It's brought to a place of safety, a place where we're safe in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's preservation, praise God, from all the things and all the things that would so easily beset us. God is the only one that can preserve us, praise God, unto Himself. And when we get that, when we get to being part of that cure, we get to salvation being part of the cure, praise God, we begin to go through a healing process. There's a lot of people in the world today that are wounded. Amen. They're broken. Amen. Praise the Lord. They're suffering. But praise God, God says through salvation, praise God, they begin to be made whole. And they said they come to a point that one day, one glorious day, there'll be total soundness for a believer, for those that trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. But said we have to believe. Amen. So what are you saying? I'm saying the problem is sin, and the cure is salvation. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The believer, what does the believer do? The believer, praise God, he has been saved. Amen. That's what a believer is. He's one that has been saved. Now, I just want you to get this right quickly. He's been saved from the guilt and penalty of sin. Look at Ephesians chapter number 2. We'll quote it, but I want to show it to you. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 4. He said, but God, which is rich in mercy for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. He done it for a purpose. He had a purpose in it. Look at verse 7. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Amen. So God had a purpose in Christ. Amen. That he would bring us into salvation, praise God. That the guilt and the penalty of sin, praise God, would be taken off of our record. Taken off it. And praise God, it would be put on account that we have loved Lord Jesus Christ, that we've been saved. And when we've been saved, praise God, we've been made safe. Amen. Safe from our sin, safe from our sinfulness through Christ our Lord. That one day we might be raised up together and made us sit. Now that's based in, but just as if we're already there. Hello? Now the devil don't like that. Praise the Lord. And had made us sit together in heavenly place in Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. So we see, praise God, that the believer, praise God, has been, praise God, saved. Has been. Not will be, but we have been, praise the Lord. Not only the believer has been saved, but the believer is being saved. Amen. We're being saved from the habit and the very dominion of sin. Look at Romans chapter number 6. The habit and dominion of sin. Sin shouldn't have a hold on us no more, praise God, because we belong to the Lord. Romans chapter number 6, verse number 14. He said, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Now watch this. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. So he said, praise God, that the believer has been saved. We know the believer is being saved from the habit and dominion of sin. Praise God, we're moving out of that habit, praise God, and we're setting up and starting new habits in Christ our Savior, praise the Lord. Amen. He said, he goes on to verse number 18. He said, but God be thanked that you were the servants of sin. Now notice he said you were the servants of sin. I hope we don't sin no more. Amen. I hope we give up sinning when we got saved. Praise God. Because God began to help us to realize what sin was. But you have obeyed, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. Amen? He said, so God, because we have been saved, praise God, and because the believer is being saved from sin and from the dominion of sin, praise God, we have a hope in Lord Jesus Christ at where he's brought us from. Because he's wanting to take us somewhere else. Praise God. He wants to take us to a place that's far better. So we see the believer has been saved, the believer has been saved, and the believer is to be saved into the entire conformity of Christ. Look at 1 John chapter number 3. 1 John chapter number 3. 1 John chapter number 3. Anyway, he said, but verse number 1, he said, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. What a privilege. Therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. Beloved, now watch this. Now are we the sons of God. You mean we don't have to wait till we get to heaven? Amen. But he said, I want you to know now, praise God, if you get saved, born again, you trust Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he writes your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. There's a place this morning for every name. If your name doesn't get recorded there, it's not God's fault. It is our fault because we haven't believed on Lord Jesus Christ and trusted him, praise God, and had him write our name down. He said that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. He said, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. I'm glad I'm not what I'm going to be. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that's confusion. What do you mean you're glad you're not what you're going to be? I'm glad because I ain't perfect yet. And neither are you. None of us are perfect yet. But Paul said we strive for that perfection that one day we'll be perfect in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when we see Him, we'll be like Him. Look what he says. He said, but we know. Don't have to question it. Don't have to wonder. He said, but we know when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Amen? Praise God. So when we see the Lord Jesus Christ, praise the Lord, we're going to be like Him when we see Him. Amen. Praise God. We get rid of the habit and dominion of sin, and we begin to walk Christ, and we begin to enter into a conformity to Him, to be like Him. Amen. For Him, we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in Him purify himself, even as He is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also law, but for sin is a transgression of the law. And you know that He that manifest to take away your sin, He was manifest to take away your sins, and in Him is no sin. So we see, praise God, this thing taking place, that the believer, praise the Lord, is to be manifest in Lord Jesus Christ, to be entirely into the entire conformity of Christ our Savior, to be more like Him every day. Amen. We'll not make it all the way, but we're working on it. Amen. A little at a time. Praise His holy name. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're saved, praise God, by faith, or by grace, through faith, trusting in the Lord. He said it's a free gift, amen, that we have. A holy, without works. There's nothing we can do to earn it, but it's a free gift of God. He said, for by grace are you saved through faith. And not of yourself. It is a gift of God. You know, it's wonder, it blows my mind that people won't accept the free gift. Amen. A free gift, Lord Jesus Christ. He gave Himself on Calvary, praise God. The greatest gift that mankind has ever, praise God, been able to attain to through Christ Jesus. And we shun that gift. We won't receive that gift. And we see Peter as he's writing here, praise God. And he's trying to get our attention to see where we're at. Amen. In 1 Peter chapter number 4, he's trying to get us to see where you and I are. And to get us in a relationship with Christ Jesus, ready to go out of here, praise God, at the trump. Amen. That's my whole purpose, praise God, is to be ready to go. Not what I've done, but what He's done for me through Christ my Savior. So what's Peter saying here when he's speaking to us here, and he's saying that the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first began at us, what shall the end of them be that obey not the gospel of God? I tell you what it means. It means they'll end up in hell, lost without God, lost without Christ, separated from our family and friends and loved ones forever. Amen. Praise God. But listen to what he says. He said, and if the righteous scarcely be saved, verse number 18, where should the ungodly and the sinner appear? So he's asking this question. What does he mean? Does he mean that, praise God, we'll almost get there, but then we'll be held out? Does it mean that the Lord's children, praise God, will just get right up to the gate, or right up to, and then we'll apostatize and turn our back on God and not make it in? Is that what he's trying to say? No, he's not. That's not what he's trying to say. Praise God, we know better than that. Amen. Let's Scripture speak for us. Let the Lord speak for us. Amen. He said, Romans says just let God be true. Look at John chapter number 10. John chapter number 10, verse number 27. He said, my sheep hear my voice. Now this is Jesus. And Jesus don't lie. Amen. He said, my sheep hear my voice. But I wonder today, are we listening? You got to listen to hear. And I know them. Amen. He said, my sheep know my voice. And he said, I know them. They hear my voice and I know them. And they follow me. So the question is, are we followers of Christ today? He said, I give unto them eternal life. That means to live forever. Do you realize that your soul is eternal? The Bible said in Genesis chapter 2 that God believed in the breath and the nostrils of man, and he became a living soul. Amen. And it never has changed. It's always that way. You come into this world as a living soul. And our soul will live forever somewhere. Amen. We'll live, our soul it will either live eternally with the Lord in heaven or live eternity in hell with the lost and the damned. But he said, I will give unto them eternal life, not eternal damnation, not eternal death, but eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Amen. The Lord said, praise God, if you put yourself in the hand of a holy and righteous God, he said, he's an all-powerful God. And he said, there's no man, including yourself, pluck you out of God's hand. He said, praise God, you'll be there with God Almighty, and God will protect you. He'll keep you. He said, preacher, what if I get out of line? God will chasten you. He said, without chasing, we're bastards and not sons. But praise God, I'm glad that God Almighty loved us enough to save us by his marvelous grace, put us into the family of God. And when you get in the family of God, or you get into the hand of God, and in the hand of a God, an almighty God is an awesome place to be. Praise his holy name. No man plucked them out of my hand. He said, my Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And he says, I and my Father are one. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad that's that way? Peter's not saying, praise God, you'll get to the point that you'll get close, but never get in. But he said, praise God, if you love Lord Jesus Christ, you accept what he did for you on the cross of Calvary and believe in him, praise the Lord, that you can be saved and you can have the promise of heaven, that you can have the promise of glory, that you have the blessed hope of the Lord Jesus Christ to live with him forever in a place, praise God, that he's gone to prepare for you and me. A marvelous place. A place that's out of this world. It's like nothing. You know what's wrong with us? You know what's wrong with you and me today? We can't comprehend what heaven is going to be like. We can't really fully get a hold of what heaven will be like when we get there. Praise God. It'll be a place of no more. There'll be no sorrow. There'll be no sickness. Amen. There'll be no more undertakers. Amen. There'll be no more dying. Praise the Lord. I said one day, I told a fellow, I said, praise God. I said, we get there, they don't need no undertakers in heaven. He said, wait a minute. He praised God. You know, he said, such and such is the undertaker. He loves the Lord. I praise God. I said, yeah, glory to God, he's going to be in heaven, but he won't be an undertaker. Amen. Praise God. Because we're going to be saved. We're going to be cleansed and purified. We're going to be with the Lord Jesus Christ forever. I mean, it's a struggle to be saved. A struggle of the saved. We get saved, but there's a struggle once we get saved, trying to deal with all the things that we face in this world. But the Scripture tells us, amen, we have an advocate. In Romans chapter number 5, verse number 10, well, let's just go back to verse number 7. He said, for scarcely for the righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love. That word commendeth means to demonstrate. He said, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners. Think about that. Christ died for us. In other words, you didn't deserve him to die for you because you was no sinner. But he died for you anyway. He said, much more than being now justified by his blood. By his what? His blood. He said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. He said, because Jesus shed his blood on Calvary, praise God, and the life of the flesh is in the blood. Because of that, we have life through him. Such more being than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were sinners, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. You know what that means? It means because Jesus lives, praise God. We have hope and we have life and life eternal in Christ Jesus. If we're saved, if we're born again, if we've trusted in that blood that was shed on Calvary, then we have life everlasting. We're in the hands of the Holy God and the Holy Father, praise God, who's sitting at the right hand of the Father on the throne of grace to make intercession for me and you. We don't have to try to cross the finish line by ourselves. Praise God, there's somebody that's got us. Praise God, we're in the hand of a holy God. And he said, just trust in me and follow me to the best of your ability. I know we struggle. I know we have a hard time walking with God and talking with God and listening to God. But if we'll do it to the best of our ability with the help of God, He said He'd help us to finish well. Amen. To cross that finish line one day. Praise God for His glory. Hey, we won't shout and praise God because we got there by ourselves. We'll shout and praise God because the Lord Jesus, praise God, helped us to finish well. Amen. He'll be the one that brings us across the finish line. Glory to God for His glory, not ours. Amen. Bring us to a place with Lord Jesus Christ. See, well, preacher, it's so difficult. How are we going to know that we're going to make it across the line? Go back to 1 Peter chapter number 1. And I'm going to hurry and finish. Amen. Praise God. Verse number 3. I said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope. That's a living hope. Amen. It's not a dying hope. It's a living hope. It's hope we have right now. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. Jesus got up victorious over death and the grave. He said, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled. So He says it's death proof. It's a sin proof. And it fadeth not away. That means it's time proof. Reserved in heaven for you. Amen. Praise God. Reserved means guarded. Amen. Praise God. Who's guarding it? God Almighty's guarding it. Who are kept, how do you know? Because verse 5 tells us, who are kept by the power of God through faith. When we believe on Jesus Christ as our Savior, and by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. He's talking about redemption of the soul, praise God, that it's been purchased through God Almighty, through Jesus Christ, and our salvation is not kept by you, it's not kept by me, it's kept by God Almighty. Amen. Our salvation is sure. Amen. It's God kept, praise God. So what is Peter saying to us here in 1 Peter chapter number 4? Amen. He's saying that we're still living in this old house. Hello? Amen. This tabernacle that we live in. He said we're still living in the old house, but praise God that we've got somebody that's moved in with us, and we've got somebody that's there to help us, and we got somebody to encourage. Praise God, we still got this old nature. Praise God, the old house still looks the same, maybe on the outside. He said, but the inside is going through a renovation process, and God Almighty's working on the inside to take that old house and make it a place that's good, and it's well, and it's pleasing to a holy and a righteous God, and it just gets bigger and better. Praise God, and it gets smoother, and it gets calmer, and it gets more complacent with the things of God than it's ever been before. That old house, Peter said, it's still an old house. That old house, praise God, still a place, praise God, that's it's hard to deal with. And it's hard to look upon sometimes. But he said, there's a new person that's moved in the house. And the renovation process, he said, is running well. He said, things is going good. God's working. Amen. He said, a struggle of the saved. He said, it's there. Everybody, every one of us go through it. But God's a working in us. Amen. And what Peter's are trying to tell us here, he said that there's a weakness in this new man. There's a weakness in this new nature, praise God, that's trying to work in us. And it needs to be motivated, it needs to be strengthened, praise God. He said, what it is? He said, we're just like a little bitty baby. And said, we don't know exactly what we need. And we don't know what will make a difference. But we know, praise God, that what God wants to do in us, it'll help us to grow and help us to be nourished and help us to take us in the way God would have us to be. And He'll love on us in so many ways that we'll grow in the nurture and admonition of an almighty God. And we'll see His magnificence as we grow in Him. Praise God, in the help and the hope that we have. It's not in a self. It's not in the world that we live. But Peter said, hey, listen, it's in what God Almighty wants to do for you and what He wants to do for me. Amen. He said, we're safe, we're secure, we've been taken care of when we put our faith in the Lord. Amen. When God Almighty has the preeminence in the heart and the minds of His people. Amen. The struggle of the saved. And it's a battle. It's a battle. It's a fight. It's a journey. Amen. But the Bible says that we're strangers and pilgrims here. Amen. We're just passing through. And He said, as Abraham said, I'm looking for a city. Alex, whose builder and maker is God. I'm looking for a place, praise God, where I can reside with Him. But now He resides with me. Everywhere I go, there He is. Praise God. Woo! Amen. Amen. And it won't be long. One day in a little while, amen, we'll be ushered into the portals of glory. Amen. Listen to me. We struggle with our salvation here. We face obstacles every day. Amen. But praise God, God said when we cross that finish line, it'll be worth it all. Amen. Glory to God. Say glory to God. Amen. She ain't said papaw yet. I wish she'd say glory to God first. Amen. Praise the Lord. When we cross the finish line into the portals of glory. But Peter is saying, hey, look, he said, we're every one just like little babies. Amen. Every one of us is just like little babies. We don't know even what we need. Amen. But he said, God does. God does. He said, in the weakness of our baby state, you may be four and you may be 44, you may be 94. But God knows the weakness of our baby state. Amen. But Jeff, I've been in this pretty good while and I still feel like a little bitty baby in Jesus. I don't know nothing. I'm ignorant, praise God, of what God has and God says and what God has for me. But praise God, I'm smart enough in Jesus to know that He's got something for me. Amen. I'm partake it in something that's far bigger than I am. Amen. And God is the curator of it all. Bless His name. Ain't you glad it's that way? Praise God. Peter said, hey, listen, it ain't about the struggle we face. But he said it's about the salvation that we have and who we have it in, which is Jesus Christ, our Savior, praise God. That's why he would say in this last verse number 19, I'm finished. He said, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. He that created all things, Christ Jesus the Lord, in Him was not made anything that's not made. Amen. And He's the one that created, He's the one that keeps, praise God, even down to you and I. Bless His holy name. Amen. The struggle of the saved, it's there. We'll struggle, you'll struggle, we'll all struggle, but praise God, we've got to remember that we have our hope and our faith, not in us and not in what we're able to accomplish within ourselves, but what Jesus Christ the Lord has already given us hope in. Amen. With the blessed hope of eternity with Him one day in a little while. The devil's walking about. He tells us in chapter number 5, Peter, he's walking about seeking whom he may devour. But praise God, I'm glad I'm in the hand of an almighty God. Amen. But the devil can't get there. Amen. If he got to where we are in Christ, he'd be a saved devil. Amen. He'd be a saved devil. But I'm glad that we have a hope in Him today. Amen. A struggle of the saved. Amen. The Lord trying to help us, young'uns. He's trying to help us. He's trying to give us direction, instruction. He's preparing us, praise God, for His glorious appearing one day in just a little while. I believe we're living the last days, a dispensation of grace. Right before the Lord comes and gets us to take us home to be with Him. I believe there's going to be a shout and a trumpet come up hither and we're going to leave this place behind. I believe it could be any day, any minute, but we got to be ready. Amen. We got to be ready. We got to be saved. Amen. You got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, what He did on Calvary. Amen. We got to be saved. We got to trust in the Lord because that's where our hope comes from. And we need to have hope in Him this morning. Amen.